Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Tell Us a Good Story. We have been getting feedback that some of your favorite episodes are those with Steph's sister. So this week, we're going to share with you a prior conversation we had with Steph's favorite co-host, Katie Keller-Schnetzer.
Oh, you guys, I just love my sister. And in this particular conversation with Katie, we talk about some of the hilarious experiences we've had on family vacations. From Katie's family going to a dangerous drive-through safari to our family going to a dangerous fire show at Myrtle Beach. Oh, you guys, these stories are so funny.
And how bad am I with animals?
So bad.
Pretty bad. And during this conversation, you will hear my wife and sister-in-law make fun of me many, many times.
You guys, we can't wait for you to hear this conversation with my sister, Katie Keller-Schnetzer.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
Today, we are having a conversation with your favorite co-host.
Yes.
Guest host.
It's my sister. My sister.
Katie Keller-Schnetzer. Listeners, if you can't tell already, I am with two women here who I would call game show excited.
It's true.
So, Katie, before you got here, I asked Steph, hey, do you have any stories you'd like to share tonight? She's like, nope, sure don't. I'm like, Steph, can you try? You're like, I can try. Steph, like, you know how this works. Like, at least come to the table with one story.
Dang it. It'll come to you.
It will.
Once we keep talking, it will.
So, it is the end of summer now. Mm-hmm. We went on vacations, family vacations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we should share some stories about our family vacations this summer. So you went to Lake Erie.
We did.
With your husband and two sons.
Yep.
How was that?
We stayed in Port Clinton. And then every day we went on a different adventure.
Okay.
We went to Cedar Point one day. We went to Kelly's Island one day. We went to Put-in Bay one day. We went to an African drive-through safari. So Mike is not the party planner. He is not the event planner of our vacations. He has ideas on where we go big picture, but I do all the party planning. I do all the daily events.
Okay.
I had heard about this African wildlife safari, and it was a drive-through, and the day that we were going to go, it was iffy weather-wise, and it was like, is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? And I was like, if we're in the car, it's cool. And animals don't care. Animals get wet, right? What I didn't tell Mike is when I was booking the tickets, I just did a quick Google search on experiences and how people, they loved it or didn't love it. There were so many 5-star reviews. There was one 1-star review.
1-star?
Yeah. And the person showed a picture of their windshield, which was shattered.
Oh, no.
Yes.
The windshield, not like the side window.
No.
The front of the car.
They had went at a time where the animals were very hungry. And I believe the review was that they didn't buy food or they didn't give enough food.
Oh, yeah. We'll show you what's up. Give me 3 peanuts. That's all you got.
So they're going through this drive-thru and the animals are just looking at them. And this steer was like, this isn't working for me. I'm hungry. The animal walked up to the car, looked in the windshield, and the lady didn't have any food.
Like, we just ran out.
Yeah, like, we don't have any food. And it rammed her car. And she said, beware, they did not replace my windshield.
After I signed that agreement, that waiver.
Yeah, it's in the fine print when you get your tickets. I didn't tell that to Mike as obviously.
So why don't you tell the listeners how Mike is with his car?
When I met Mike, he drove a Jeep Cherokee, and he loved his car so much, and he took such good care of
pristine.
This thing. Oh my gosh, it was mint. He would yell at me if I did not pick my feet up and put my feet in the car. If I drug it and I got the threshold all muddy, he would get super ticked. Additionally, I had a cup one day. I was drinking something and I dare put it in the cup holder. It left a ring and he was like, "Wah!" You don't do that. So that's how much Mike, he just takes care of his thing.
Yes, he does.
But his car and your car, Katie.
Yes.
They are always clean.
Yes.
They're always spotless.
Spotless. So clean.
Like, I don't want to ride with your husband because I'm afraid of getting his
dirtying
vehicle.
The car.
Doing anything. You would never know you had two boys if you would go into your car. Had no clue.
Well, I remember we were somewhere. It may have been at Myrtle Beach. And we'd gone to the beach. He would not let you guys get back in the car. You rode in the trunk.
Beach. Yeah, he threw us in the trunk.
You threw me in the trunk with a hatch, right?
Yeah, the hatch up.
And all three of you were on a beach towel.
Steven, myself, Sam, and Alex were in the back of his car, SUV, with the hatch up like hillbillies.
Yes.
Because we weren't allowed to be on the leather.
Did not want to get seen on this vehicle. And when you say Steven, that is a 45-year-old adult.
Yes.
Yeah. 6 foot plus.
He's not letting in his car because he's got sand on his feet.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's who we're talking
about.
That's
what we're talking about. And I took him to an African
drive-thru. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. So
you're going to love it.
Before you pull in, are you nervous?
Yeah.
And does he know what he's getting into?
Nah. So what are you getting into? Like, do you sign a waiver? Is there a stand to buy food for the animals?
Okay, and I had pre-bought the food because I knew that if we went through and they were like, would you like to buy some food? He'd be like, heck no, I don't want to buy food. Not in my car. No, because it was leaf lettuce, carrots, and pellets.
Okay.
So I bought a package.
Uh-huh.
We had 2 cups of pellets, 2 cups of produce.
Okay.
And what animals are you expecting to see here?
Okay. I knew we were going to see giraffes.
Okay.
And zebras.
Which is the one
apparently
that,
a longhorn.
Yeah. Like, was it like a longhorn? Was it a bison?
Well,
I knew
bison. But I didn't look up on the website to see exactly what we were going to see. And my hope is that that animal had died by now.
Or they're extinct.
Yeah. It died off.
Well, now that you say that. I remember someone telling me about the safari and told me, hey, you might want to take a rental car to the safari.
Ooh.
If you don't want to use your car because there is a risk that they could damage your car. So I remember them saying that now that you're mentioning this.
God.
I'm like, that's actually a good idea.
Ooh.
Just get renter's insurance
get
on
that,
the car.
Pay that $20.
Oh, yeah.
Enterprise.
Right. And you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, my gosh. So I knew, obviously, it was a drive-thru. I knew you gave the animals food. And that's about all I knew.
Uh-huh.
That was it. So we pull in, and she was like, did you want to order some food? I was like, I already got the food. I prepaid. I prepaid, and Mike's looking at me like, what kind of food did you buy? So we give the boys, they had leafy lettuce. It was like long stems of romaine, and it was in these giant big gulp cups. And then Mike and I got these pellets. And when I say pellets, they're like the size of quarters. They're big.
Oh.
Okay.
Big
okay.
pellets, okay? So we pull in, and at first when you pull in, there's like these really cute deer. And you're like, oh, that's adorable. And Mike's like, look, boys, roll down your windows, kids, feed the deer. And then the largest cow I've ever seen in my life with horns that legit span. How long is this dining room table? What is this, seven foot?
Yeah, 7 or 8 feet.
Yeah. Those were
the horns?
Yes. Those were the horns on this thing. And there was a herd of them.
It's getting close to your car.
Mike is starting to sweat, you guys. He's like, he's closing his eyes. And the animal sensed it. You know
fear.
What I mean?
Uh-huh.
He could sense it. And he was like looking at us. Sizing us up. Mike was like, everybody roll up the windows, do not make eye contact, look at the ground. Hide the food. Hide the food.
Do not make eye contact.
animals, the people in front of us, they gave all their food to these animals.
Really?
Probably because they were scared to death. They were like, take whatever you want. Do you want my wallet?
And this is the first group you're seeing?
The very first thing.
Oh,
it is the
no.
very, behind the sweet little deer is these giant cows I have never seen. They're not longhorns because they're from Africa, but they are just massive. And Mike described them as can openers. They had can openers on each side of their heads. And so he's having a moment.
You didn't see those on the website, did you?
No. Nope, I didn't. Nope,
you're,
I didn't.
But you're like, I bet that's the animal.
I bet that's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one-star review, that one there.
So he's like, everybody, hide your food. Do not make eye contact. He was like, boys, look at the ground. And I was just closing my eyes. I was like, sweet Jesus, please don't let this animal.
So Mike's driving just straight ahead. Like, he's got this animal on his left. No, I'm not looking. Just straight ahead.
Yep. Not make eye contact.
And you've got a 6-year-old and a 8-year-old.
6 and 7.
Yes. Expecting them to not look at the humongous animal that is right outside their window.
That is eye level with them. Mike's like, he used some expletives. And he was like, this thing could open up our car case. Did you know about this?
Well, here's the thing. The cow or whatever animal it is, it's looking at you. And the moment they turn the head, there goes the window.
That's what Mike said. He was like, if this cow looks the other direction, we're done.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It's wiping you out.
Yes, it is wiping us completely out.
I wasn't thinking that.
He was like, if you make a sound and they turn their ear, we're done.
Yeah. If he turns to go the other direction, bam.
And there was a point where the tip of its horn grazed the window as it walked by. And I was like, oh my gosh. Everybody goes there to have a good time. We're dying.
Sweating.
I was sweating bullets. I was like, this is it. This is what pre-divorce feels like. This is...
Okay, so will Mike listen to this and hear that you had read about a 1-star review?
I told him afterwards.
Okay, so he's aware of that.
Yep.
Okay.
I told him afterwards because, like, I got to tell you, I knew that was coming. I didn't know to the extent, but I kind of knew that was coming.
So how were the boys then? Were they quiet?
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
So they were scared as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't get over the visual of not just one, but a herd of these things walking towards your car. You know what they want. They know why you're there. It's not to pet them.
It's to feed me.
To feed me. And I specifically got our tickets for the early morning when they were going to be hungry because I heard that was more fun. Because they said if you go in the afternoon and it's really hot, they've already been fed. So they're kind of like, meh. And they just let you pass. They're just like, whatever, see you later. I'll get the dinner crew. And then the one car directly in front of us had pulled more towards the right. The one in front of them had pulled more towards the left. So Mike couldn't pass them because he thought about just passing.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, I'm just going to gun it.
Yeah.
I'm going to gun it. I'm going to get past all these so we can get to the zebras and the giraffes.
They're friendly.
The non-raging animals. Yes. So all that to say, we get past these giant cows with no issue. We get to more baby deer and some other things with horns. We get to the giraffes. You guys, we finish the safari. We have all of our food left. Mike and I have these giant, the boys gave all their lettuce away, but we have these giant
pellets
of pellets because I was so scared to give it away to these animals. Yeah. So I was like, well, shoot.
And you have to ration it too.
You have to
as you're going
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the team had said, well, you can drive through as many times as you want.
No, tour's over.
And so Mike's like, I think we're good. That was fun. So there was the rest of the tour. There was the drive-through safari, and then there was a walk-through safari. And there were these really cute little birds, parakeets they called budgies. And we pet the budgies, and then they had porcupines. You could feed the porcupines, and they give you this very long ladle. The porcupines were massive. I'm trying to think. They look like a mini pony.
No.
They were huge. Yes, mini ponies. So they give us these super long ladles that had sweet potatoes in them. And the boys, you know, put their ladles down to feed the porcupines. Alex reaches over the thing to pet it. And the worker was like, no! Alex was like, what? She was like, don't touch the porcupine. You guys, the quills. They were at least 24 inches long. The quills. They were crazy big. And Alex was like, I'm going to pet it. But it was great. And we had so much fun. We came through unscathed.
See?
So as soon as you get through, just like put it in park and like do a walk around the vehicle.
I thought we were going to leave and he was going to go directly to a car wash. I was so proud of him. He didn't.
Really?
Nope.
He didn't get out and do a walk around and then just inspect it for any damage?
If he did, Kev, he did it so
nonchalantly.
Very subtle.
Like, oh, like I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'll just get Alex out of the car and then I'll walk and get Sam out of the car. You know what I mean? So it could have been one of those situations where he was like trying to be super calm.
Yeah.
But in his mind, like his life flashed before his eyes.
Oh, man. Were you talking about Alex with the porcupine? We were at the county fair, what, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And first off, I don't know my animals.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not even
I
close.
Almost wanted to explain to Kevin what a pony was. I was like, it's a small horse.
No.
Did you know what a pony was?
Steph, stop.
He's like, I'm not going to. But did you?
But I looked it up because I have this laptop in front of me.
What is a pony?
It is a baby horse. A pony? A pony is a baby horse.
Nope. It's a kind of horse. No.
Okay, then what do you call a baby horse?
A foal.
A foal. It's a foal.
You say it, yeah.
Foal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or a colt.
Nice.
Also colt. Mm-hmm. Check it.
You're actually correct. It's spelled F-O-A-L. My bad. It's a baby horse.
It's a baby horse.
And male foals are called colts.
Yep. Nailed it.
Farm girls.
Yep. Northwest
Female
Ohio.
Female foals are called fillies.
Yep.
But hey.
What's a pony?
What's a pony?
Step place.
I don't know anymore. Apparently it's a type of horse. So we go in.
Obviously, I know what a baby pony is. I'm offended you wouldn't think I knew that.
Steph, come on. Uh-huh. Oh, wait till you hear this next story. Keep it coming, Kevin.
Well, we go into the barn where there's the chickens and the roosters and all that stuff. And we are by this rooster and we're just looking at it. Somebody texted me. I thought it was the people that we were meeting.
Yes.
So I look down to check my phone to see if that's who it is. I look down. Nope, that's not them. Put my phone back in the pocket. Look up. Tate's face is on the cage where the rooster is.
Oof.
His face is against the cage.
Oof.
And so I pull him back. And as I pull him back, the rooster stabs at the back of the cage like it was stabbing at Tate's face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they don't like that.
They don't like that.
No.
No.
That's not a thing.
Tate is constantly making us nervous.
But again, great parenting. Let's look at your phone. I got a text, kid. You just keep looking at that rooster.
I think it's a rooster.
Totally fine.
Don't even know anymore.
Steph, what is one of the most asked questions we get about tell us a good story?
Do I really get that excited?
Besides that one.
Oh, how do we get all these incredible guests?
Correct. Yes. And some of our best conversations have been with guests who our listeners have reached out to us and said, you should talk to this person. To name just a few, Nick Vujicic, Coach Tom Ryan, Carol Motika were all recommendations from our listeners.
So if there's someone you would like us to interview and think they might be a great fit for Tell Us a Good Story, please let us know at kevinandsteph.com. You don't even have to personally know them.
True, but do me a favor. Before you submit their names, please make sure they are still alive. That has actually happened, and it is super hard for me to find their contact information.
But regardless, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
So, Katie, why don't we tell you one of our fun stories from our vacation? Steph, go ahead and share it, since you're coming to the table with one story.
Mine was the pony story. Do you know what a pony is? A baby horse!
So did you think a mini horse when I said mini horse? Did you think that was a baby pony? You did. He did.
I did.
He just thought that was a newborn.
Wait, no, do you know no. what a miniature
Listen.
Horse is?
Listen.
Do you know what a miniature horse is?
I thought
Answer
it was like
question.
The little person version of a horse.
Oh, no. I'll call you Pony Boy.
Come on, Steph. It's baby horse.
But is it?
You were very offended.
I was.
You were.
What's a pony?
Very offended.
It's a baby horse.
Come on, Steph.
I need to just stay quiet every time we're on animals because apparently I don't know my animals.
You don't.
Kevy, you need flashcards. Before you go in public, you need flashcards.
Yes! Elle has to do flashcards at night with her
math
facts. With her math facts. You need it with your animal facts.
That's awful. So on our trip to Myrtle Beach, well, there's one from last year that we haven't told yet.
Okay.
Last year, Katie, we got to Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
And we got there on a Friday night.
We drove all day.
All day.
We drove
tired.
All day. We literally were on the road maybe 2 hours, and Elle projectile vomited.
Oh.
In the car.
Everywhere.
In West Virginia, with through the
Everywhere.
Hills. And
no.
Yeah.
It was awful. So it's been a long day. So we get there. Kevin's like, let's go to the beach. Kids are super excited. We make it to the beach. And what does Kevin want? He wants to be buried.
No, I don't want to be buried. That's what the kids have been talking about all day. Mm. We want to bury Dad in the sand.
Mm.
You thought that was my idea? Like, hey, kids, once we get to this beach, you know what we should do? Bury me. No, that's not how that works. That's like the last thing I want to happen.
It's I've been awful. Waiting 12 hours for this moment. Be buried alive.
Yes, to get sand everywhere.
Every crevice.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yes, when you get in the shower, you're like, oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, that was not my idea.
Okay.
But we get there, and the kids want to bury me. Mm. Well, Tate is acting up. He's tired.
What? Is he three then?
He's three.
He's three. He's tired. He didn't
not
sleep
listening.
Much.
Long
he wasn't
day.
Listening. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm going to take Tate up to the room.
Yeah.
Kevin, you stay down here and get buried alive.
Well, I am by this point. I am buried alive. I'm
so
buried
I'm like,
in the sand up to my neck.
Yeah.
My whole body's in the sand.
Mm, yeah.
That's what they have done for the past half hour.
Yeah. So I pick up everything that I need to. I'm taking Tate. I'm walking. I get halfway there. I don't have a key. And then I get mad.
Yep.
Because Kevin has the key.
Yep.
And I'm like, why didn't he tell me? Don't forget the key. But again, I'm hangry. I'm tired. I have a fussy, whiny 3-year-old.
Yep.
I go all the way back down. I say, Kevin, I need the key. And he's like, oh.
It's in my left pocket. And my left pocket happens to be buried in the sand right now.
Yep.
So
it's not a quick fix.
No. I was just going to stand up.
Mm-hmm. I wanted him to stand up. Just stand up. Give me the key.
Did the kids want me to stand up? No, because they had taken a half hour to bury their father in the sand. So they start digging to my left pocket, trying to get this key while I've got a hangry wife standing there daggering me.
Not into
not
it.
Not happy.
No.
Like, I was supposed to know that.
Yeah, she's like, give me a shovel.
Sorry.
Give me a shovel.
Give it to me.
I'll take
so
care of it.
So she's just
going
to start stabbing me with a shovel. That's a terrible idea as well. So no, that didn't go so well with Mrs. Mason. She was not really happy about that.
No.
So this year, we made sure that the hotel key was not in my pocket when the kids buried me in the sand. But the most memorable experience that we had was we went to Margaritaville.
Yep, we went to Margaritaville, Broadway at the Beach. Had so much fun there. And then we're like walking.
Walking out. We're leaving.
Walking out to get to the van. And all of a sudden, there was like benches sat up. I'm like, oh, is there a show? Because last year, there was a Disney Princess show. And I was answering all the trivia with all the kids beside me.
And Steph's got her arm fully raised every single question, like, pick me, pick me, pick me. And it's like,
I know this one.
Let the 6-year-old girl in the back have a chance of answering the question.
If you like what you hear, please tell someone about us. As soon as this episode is over, go tell your spouse, your closest friend, a parent, a coworker, or share one of our posts on social media.
However, if you don't like what you're hearing, please do not.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
Just disregard this message.
Don't worry about
it. Forget about us.
Yep.
Go on with your merry day.
And to get more information about us or our entire catalog of episodes, be sure to check us out at kevinandsteph.com. Thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
Someone just had a big birthday recently. And who was that? That is correct.
Oh, wait. Are you not talking
no,
about
I'm
me?
No, I'm talking about you.
You are?
Yes. Miss Katie here. Just celebrated her 40th birthday.
40, yeah.
And what was the gift that the family gave?
Me!
Okay, but when you say me, what does that mean?
So Katie and I have been talking for a long time about taking a sister's trip. So Mike got with me and he's like, Katie is not into presents. She's more into experiences. Mm-hmm. He said, so why don't we figure it out and we take you and her somewhere together? And I'm like, Mike, that is a fantastic idea.
I love this idea.
I love this idea. Katie and I love to eat.
Oh.
Shocker, she's eating right now because I made her a cookie so she could eat it during the show.
Warm cookie.
So, and she actually brought me a sandwich, Kevin and I a sandwich. So it works out great. But we've talked about like eating around the world. And I'm like, you know where we can go to eat around the world?
In one weekend.
In one weekend.
IHOP.
No. No. Epcot. And we are going to eat around the world, and we're going to have so much fun. So we are planning this. Katie now, she's starting to look into the stuff, and she's like, we're going to get a photo package. So her and I are going to get pictures around the world.
Every country.
Every country we're posing.
Please tell me you're not wearing like matching outfits.
So.
No.
Tell me you don't have like matching t-shirts.
With ears.
No. Kevin.
That's not a Katie thing.
No. You know we're going to coordinate our colors appropriately.
So I might have gotten you something, though.
What?
I got you a matching fanny pack.
Oh, my gosh.
That's adorable.
I did get you one because I thought you needed it.
You but know no. That makes me happy.
I know. But we're super excited, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of stories.
I'm sure there's going to be lots of stories from that trip.
Yes.
I'm just praying that you ladies get back on the flight to come home after a couple days away. Because I remember we went on a family reunion to Iowa. When we got back, you ladies were still talking. Like,
yeah.
This was an 8-plus-hour trip.
Yeah.
And we come inside, and you ladies are still just hanging out talking like, Steph, didn't you get all your Katie time already on this trip?
I didn't.
So I'm praying you get back on the plane and please come home.
Please come home. Please come home.
When I opened up the gift, I didn't know what it was because I had three gifts.
Uh-huh.
The first one, they were the plane tickets. I didn't know what it was. All I saw was Steffi's name besides Southwest. I throw it up in there.
You're like, where are we going? Where are we going?
Where are we going? Where are we going? I don't care. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I don't care where we're going. The boys, they're very excited because they're like, where are we going? And I was like, bye, bye. You're not going anywhere.
Going home with your dad. Going to bed. That's where you're going.
And then when they heard we were going to Disney, they were like, we're going to Disney. I was like, you're not bad. Mama goes to Disney.
We say, you know, we talk. I'm like, we're going to Epcot. And Katie's so excited. Alex, her youngest, is right behind her. And he's so excited.
So happy.
And then somebody said, no, buddy, it's just your mom and your aunt. His face dropped. And, like, his head went down. His shoulders went down.
That's terrible. Like, high-fiving each other. We're going to Disney, bro. We're going to Disney. Oh, not exactly. Got to read the fine prayer. Your mom. Your mom and aunt.
Oh, that video is so funny because, yes, you see Alex's face. He's crushed. He's just like, why would you do that?
And Katie's there cheering.
That's awful. And they've never been to Disney.
They've never been.
No,
they have not.
Friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.